Albie?
Yes.
What can I tell you?
Okay. Well, first off, I'd like to ask you what your reactions are on your new cabinet responsibilities.
Well, that's a nice question. Thank you for that. I was Minister of State for Mining for a couple of years, and it was a great job. I enjoy the what we refer to as the dirt ministries. I'm a rural guy. I know the importance of mining and forestry and oil and gas and energy, and so I think it's a good fit for me. I really enjoyed the ministry I had, but it's a good fit, and I'm pretty excited about getting out there and doing the job.
Okay. Now, what are your what's your reaction on the resignation of Blair Lextrom?
Well, Blair and I are friends. We're both rural guys. We both come from ridings close to Alberta. They're both populist ridings. None of our constituents in either riding really much care for the HST, but then again, I guess most British Columbians apparently don't care much for the HST. But I diverge from my friend's, I guess, approach to a problem that I think we both agree on. We both agree that, you know, first of all, the HST was good public policy. It's going to add jobs to the province. It's going to make us stronger, more competitive with the rest of the world, and that's a good thing. But we also agree that government has done an absolutely horrendous job of implementing the tax and communicating the benefits and just listening to people, talking to people, consulting. We haven't done it. I think we need to apologize to British Columbians for the way we botched the implementation of the policy. And I think we're going to have to spend the next 3 years earning back the trust. But I frankly think this is about a lot more than, you know, individual politicians. It's about a lot more than Blair Lextrom. It's about a lot more than Bill Bennett. It's actually about a lot more than Gordon Campbell, too. It's about the future of the province. That's what this is about. And so, you know, my friend has decided that, you know, he's better off if he sits as an independent. I respect that, but I think that I can have an impact if I stay on the team. I think that that's the only way that I can have an impact. I think I can help fix the situation if I'm there doing the job. So, you know, he asked me what's my reaction to it. I think I don't agree with what he's done in terms of what's best for the province, but, you know, I respect his decision.
Okay. How do you feel that your constituents are responding to the HST?
Well, they don't like the HST for the most part, but again, you know, if you ask anybody if they like a new tax, I suspect they're probably going to say no, and especially given the fact that government has completely vacated the field when it comes to, you know, a public debate about this. Once the petition was launched, we were all subject to the petition legislation, and government, the BC Liberal Party should have registered as an opponent. They would have been able to spend upwards to $1 million on advertising. The businesses who are going to benefit from this, the forest industry and the mining industry and oil and gas and construction, you know, they all should have thought enough about registering as opponents in this process, and then we could have had a fair fight. But what's happened is because of our own really, I think, poor performance on this, I think what we've done is we have, as I say, vacated the field and allowed Bill van der Zandt and the NDP to have a clear shot at us, and here we are. We're past the time when we can register as opponents, and so we can't even defend ourselves, and that's our fault, and we have to accept the responsibility for that and move on and work with British Columbians, and I think try and help people see the benefits of the policy.
Okay, one last question. Well, how important do you think it is to get widespread community support when making public policy changes like this?
Well, there's always a tension between, you know, representative democracy, you know, where you are elected to make decisions and show leadership, and a more populist approach to democracy where you essentially you're just a conduit to your constituents and you just basically mirror, you know, what what you think they want. You have to balance that. I think we're elected to be leaders and to do what's right and to think about the big picture. I don't think we're always elected to think, you know, only about ourselves as individual MLAs and whether we're going to get reelected or not. I think we're supposed to think about what's best for the province in the long haul. And in this case, I chose to support HST, and I still support it because I think it's going to be better for my kids and my grandkids. That's frankly why I support it. It's bigger than, you know, whether I'm going to get reelected in the next election.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Anytime.
Have a nice day.
Thanks.